Bless you again for being here today. We love you so much. 2 Kings chapter 3, if you would please, let's read together. I'm going to read a few verses, verses 1 through 3, and drop down to verse 20. It says, "Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel and Samaria in the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. He wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother, for he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom." In other words, there's a partial repentance, but not a complete repentance. Come down to verse 20 now, if you will. And it says in verse 20, it says, let me just catch this other part first, and then we'll get there eventually. Okay. Verse 5, "It came to pass when Ahab was dead, the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel." And then verse 9, come down to verse 9. "So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom," three kings, "fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, 'Alas, that the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab.' But Jehoshaphat said, 'Is there not here a prophet of the Lord, that we may inquire of the Lord by him?' And one of the kings of Israel, one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, 'Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah.' And Jehoshaphat said, 'The word of the Lord is with him.'" Come down to verse 17. Here's what the word of the Lord was from the prophet. "For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts." Now let me back up right here in verse 16. It says, this is what Elijah prophesied. He said, "Make this valley full of ditches," Elisha rather. "Make this valley full of ditches, for thus saith the Lord, you shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain, yet that valley that is filled with ditches shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And you shall smite every fenced city, every choice city, and shall fell every good tree, stop all wells of water, and mar every good piece of land with stones. And it came to pass," everybody say, "it came to pass." Yeah. "In the morning when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water." Let's pray. Lord, thank you once again for this day. We have enjoyed this service. We have been in your presence. We have felt the touch of your presence today. Now, Lord, I ask you as we go into your word that you will just cause this word to come alive in our hearts today. Somebody needs this word today, God. For somebody, Lord, this is going to be life-changing. I thank you today, Lord, for the anointing that destroys every yoke that you minister by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor,
I believe
that this is a new season." Now look at your other neighbor and say, "Neighbor,
I believe
that this is a new season
for me."
Hallelujah. Amen. For me, glory to God. Hallelujah. Three kings in the Bible that I'm talking about today, not to mention all their armies and their animals, found themselves in a desperate situation. They had went 7 days in the wilderness and they had no water. This is a dilemma. Water is a necessity of life. It's not an extra. It's not a luxury. It's necessary to sustain life. Without water, you die. The king of Israel starts blaming God for their problem. I wonder how many times we have blamed God for our problems. It was not God's fault. It was his fault. He's the one that didn't turn fully to God. He's the one that took three kings into the wilderness, deep into the desert. This king was a bad influence. He was king, but he was a bad influence. Sometimes, friends, listen, the biggest problem that you have is your friendship circle. Wrong associations. You need to refine your friendship circle and eliminate all the whiners and complainers and sift out all the doubters and the pouters. Have a deliverance service and deliver yourself from people who have no vision and have no passion, who spend all their time wallowing in self-pity, complaining about this, complaining about this, murmuring about this, murmuring about that, whining about this, whining about that. Wrong associations will kill you. They will kill your joy. They will kill your vision. They will kill your passion. And they will kill your faith. It's important, the company that you keep. The Bible said evil communication corrupts good manners. It's important, the people that you have in your life and around you. If it hadn't been for King Jehoshaphat, who knew the power of a word from God, they would have all died in the wilderness. He asked the question, is there not a prophet here that we may inquire of the Lord? Why? Because Jehoshaphat knew that one word from God can change everything. Everything. How many remember years ago, you know, they took cigarette commercials off of TV, and I'm glad they did. But years ago, they used to have a commercial about Camel cigarettes. And it used to have a picture of a guy with a hole in the bottom of his shoe. And it said, I would walk a mile for a Camel. Well, you need to surround yourself with people that would walk a mile or 5 miles or 10 miles to hear a word from God, where they know one word from God can change your life. Amen. Friend, listen, it's important where you go to church. Just because you show up in church doesn't mean that you're going to get what you need in church. It's important that you're sitting under a ministry that will bring to you a word from God, that will minister to you, that will shift you, that will lift you, that will challenge you, that will empower you, that will equip you for life. I was in a service one time when there was a prophet ministering. A young couple walked in. They were pastors. They had drove 24 hours straight through to get to that service to hear a word from the man of God. He spoke a couple of sentences to them. Just a very short word from God. They got back in their car. They drove 24 hours back home, took action on that word, walked out of their dilemma into the blessings and the provisions of God because of one word from God. One word from God. See, I'm prophesying today that somebody is taking action on the word of God that's going to break the drought, that's going to shift you into abundance and overflow and shift you into a new season in your life. This is your hour. This is your time for a breakthrough. This is your time for a turnaround. This is your new season. Somebody say new season.
New season.
Say my new season.
My new season.
Hallelujah. Prophet said, make this valley full of ditches. I don't know about you, but when I read the word, I put myself in the word. I put myself in the word. This would not be the words I want to hear when I'm dying of thirst in the desert. Make this desert valley full of ditches. Who wants to dig ditches? I'm already dying of thirst. This doesn't make any sense. Has God ever said anything to you that don't make sense? It's especially difficult when the ground is hard and dry. They're in a wilderness, a dry desert valley place, a low place. And in this low, dry desert place, the word of the Lord says, dig ditches. It was hard work. It was slow work. It was difficult work. No doubt their hands were bleeding. Their backs were sore. Their arms were aching. Their shoulders were aching. And to top it all off, their thirst was becoming unbearable. I'm talking to some people today who've been in the same place, similar place, in that low, dry place. In that place, everything is hard. It's difficult. It takes a great amount of effort. You have to force yourself to praise the Lord. You have to force yourself to pray. You have to force yourself to read the Bible. You have to force yourself to get up and go to church. And it feels like you're dry and empty, and your mind is saying, this is ridiculous, and the devil is telling you it's not worth it. And the devil will jump up and tell you, it's over, it's dead, it's never going to happen. Those dreams, those prophecies, they're never going to come to pass. You're never going to launch that ministry. You're never going to write that book. You're never going to get that degree. You're never going to see those children saved. You're never going to start that business. You're never going to get out of debt. You're never going to go to the nations. And the devil will just get up on your shoulder and tell you all the negatives. And when you look at your present circumstances, and when you go by what you're feeling, the temptation is to agree with the devil. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, never agree with the devil. Somebody needs to make up your mind that you're going to hold on to your promise, hold on to that prophecy, and fight the good fight of faith. He gives us a prophecy that we might war a good warfare by the prophecies that have gone before on us. The prophecy that God gives us, the word of prophecy, it's not just to bless us, it's to equip us and empower us to fight through to the promised land. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know sometimes it doesn't make sense. I know sometimes you don't feel like it, but you have to keep digging. Somebody say, keep digging.
Keep digging.
You may be in the greatest drought season of your life. Everything around you seems to be dried up, but the only way to get through it is keep on moving. Keep on digging. Keep on praying. You know, our tendency is when we don't feel it to back up. That's the time you need to reinforce it. That's the time you need to dive in it. That's the time you need to just be honest with God. Tell God, I don't feel like praying today, but I'm going to pray anyway, because I don't think you felt like going to Calvary, but you did it anyway. Keep on praising. Keep on sowing. Keep on tithing. Keep on coming to church. Keep on keeping on. What do you do when you're going through the fire? You keep on walking. What do you do when you're going through the Red Sea and the Egyptian army is closing in behind you? You keep on walking. What do you do when you find yourself in the valley of the shadow of death? You keep on walking.
Yeah.
Say, keep on walking.
Keep on walking.
Say, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep on walking. I might feel like sitting down and crying. I might feel sorry for myself, but I'm just going to keep on walking. But what you don't realize is in that low and dry place where you're digging and your hands are bleeding and your muscles are aching and you got dirt in your hair and in your mouth and under your fingernails, what you don't realize is you're building a landing strip for God's blessings in your life. Let me make it plainer. You are the one who determines how deep and how wide His provision, His glory, and His anointing is in your life. You are the one who determines it. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Not me.
Not me.
You.
You.
You're the one. You are creating the capacity to receive greater glory, a greater power, a greater anointing, a greater blessing than you've ever had in your life. Oh, hallelujah. Right here, I'm digging ditches. Glory to God. I know the devil meant it to kill you. He meant it to drive you out of the ministry. He meant it to convince you that it was hopeless. And I know it's been hard. It's been dry. And I know you felt like everybody was throwing dirt in your face. But I came to tell you it's just a setup, because God is getting ready to flip the script. And you're going to see the fruit of your labor, because God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. Tell somebody it's a new season. Now tell them it's my new season. Elijah said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. He picked it up in the spirit. I believe somebody today is hearing the sound of the abundance of rain. Somebody has caught the sound of abundance in their spirit today. Ooh, shita la basata. I feel a breakthrough coming in this house. Hallelujah. I came into this place this morning not just to preach, but to prophesy. I'm anointed to prophesy. I'm anointed to tell somebody that drought is over and it's a new season. I'm prophesying to somebody who has been in spiritual drought and you felt so dry and you felt so hard and crusty. But I'm come to tell you that the drought is over. The season is changing. Hallelujah. Glory is on the way. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Somebody lift your hands and thank God for rain today. Oh, rikatalabaha. Oh, rashandalabasai. Handalabohosai. Hallelujah. The drought is breaking. The season is changing. I know I'm not talking to everybody, but I know I'm talking to somebody. The season is changing. If you've never been in a spiritual drought, this message won't mean much to you. But there's somebody listening to me, you've been in a drought. You've been in a dry place, seems like the heavens are brass and hasn't rained in a while. Feels like God moved off and forgot to leave a forwarding address. But I came to tell you the drought is breaking. And in the same place where the enemy said, it's over, not someplace else, the same place. In the same place where the enemy said, I'm going to destroy your ministry. In the same place where he said, I'm going to kill you. In the same place where he said, I'm going to destroy you financially. In the same place where the devil said it's going to end and you're going to dry up and die, I came to prophesy to you in that very same place. You're getting ready to tap into a fresh anointing and a brand new supply of the glory and the power of God. And you're going to rise up with a new boldness and a new faith and a new determination and a new anointing. And you're going to go into the enemy's camp and you're going to take back everything he stole from you during the drought, because it's a new season. Everybody say new season. Oh, I feel somebody's getting up in your faith today. Somebody's getting a faith lift. Not a facelift, a faith lift. Somebody's standing up on the inside. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody's caught the scent of water. What does that mean? Listen to this. Job 14 and 7 through 9. He said, there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, it will sprout again. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. Do you hear that? Through the scent of water. Not the actual water itself. Not the actual taste of water. But just the scent of water. I just feel like prophesying to somebody today. Somebody is catching the scent of water. You can't feel it. You can't see it. You can't taste it. But you smelled it. Oh, hallelujah. You smelled it. The scent of water. Won't you look at your neighbor and just give him a little push and say, neighbor, I smell something. Say, neighbor, I smell something good. Woo! What are you talking about? The scent of miracles is in the air. The scent of revival is in the air. The scent of a new anointing is in the air. I feel the wind changing. I feel a change and a shift in the atmosphere. It was hot and dry, but I feel a change. I feel some humidity. I can't see any difference yet. I might not be able to hear it, but I can sense it in my spirit. I smell the scent of water. The atmosphere is getting heavy and it's getting thick. Somebody just needs to lift your hands and thank God right now that the season is changing. Thank God right now for the glory of the ladder house. Thank God right now that the wind is blowing. I smell water in this place. I smell life. I smell joy. I smell restoration. I smell deliverance. I smell a new level of anointing. I smell victory. I smell something new. It's a new season. Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Somebody just put your nose up in the air and smell the new season. For the Lord would say unto thee, behold, I make all things new, saith the Lord. Remember not the former things, saith the Lord, but set your attention and set your affections on me, saith God, and you shall see that even now, though you may not see it, I have been working in the dark, and I am doing a new thing, saith God, and I am bringing a new season into your life, even this day, saith the Lord. So lift your hands and rejoice, for the season is changed, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No wonder the devil has fought you so hard. No wonder he tried to kill you in the wilderness. Because the devil knew if you ever got to water, he wouldn't have a chance. The devil knew if you ever tapped into that hidden power that he wouldn't have a chance, that you would tear him up. The Bible says you will not see wind nor rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water. You shall not see. Somebody today is tapping into hidden power. Somebody, oh, look at your neighbor and tap him on the shoulder and say, I'm tapping into hidden power. Hidden power. Oh, Rashiata. The devil thought he had you. He thought he got you out in a low, dry place. He thought he'd get you in a place where you couldn't see any water anywhere around. And he thought you would die of thirst. He thought you'd just fold your hands, you'd give up, and you'd quit. He thought you would just throw in the towel and give up. He thought you would fall apart. He thought you'd have a nervous breakdown. He thought you'd get angry and bitter and resentful and critical and leave the church. He thought you'd just sit down and cry. He never counted on you digging dishes. Hallelujah. See, friend, the devil don't know everything. The devil thought you were shallow. He thought your faith was shallow. He thought your praise was shallow. He thought it was all surface and it was all emotions. And he thought as soon as it got rough and as soon as it got hard, as soon as it got dry, you'd go running back to Egypt. And the truth is, somebody say, the truth is. The truth is, I might have quit. I might have turned around. I might have thrown in the towel. I might have given up on my dreams and my prophecies. But I got a word from God. Tell your neighbor, I got a word. I got a word. Oh, Sheila Baba Dikasa. I got a word that says my season is changing. I got a word that says water is on the way. I got a word. I got a word that says it's going to get better. I got a word that says weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Look at your neighbor and say, I got a word. Say, I got a word. I don't know about you, but I got a word. Come on, lift your hands for just a minute and praise him for his word. Oh, Shatta, one word from God. One word from God can change everything. A word is all you need. A word is all you need to take you through the fire. A word is all you need to take you through the rivers. A word was all Peter needed to turn nothing into too much. A word was all Peter needed to put what was over his head under his feet. Jesus says, come. And Peter jumped out of the boat and stepped out on top of the water that was trying to drown them. And he did it all on one word, come. All you need is a word. If you can get a word, all you need is a word. That valley shall be filled with water. God said to tell you it's coming. It's coming. Oh, wow. It's coming. It's on its way. You can't see it, but it's already been released from heaven. There's a breakthrough in the atmosphere. And I just came to tell you, the Lord wants you to know it's closer, closer than you think. It's closer than you think. You're on the edge of a miracle. The drought is breaking now. The season is changing. That financial drought is breaking. That spiritual drought is breaking. That drought in your marriage is breaking. That drought in your ministry is breaking. You're getting your joy back. You're getting your fire back. You're getting your vision back. You're getting your passion back. You're getting your confidence back. You're getting your self-worth back. Oh, come on, lift your hands. I feel God doing something right now. I feel something breaking loose in this house. There's an anointing in this place. The anointing destroys every yoke. I'm getting it back. I'm getting it back. I'm getting my self-confidence back. I'm getting my self-worth back. I'm getting it back. I'm getting my joy back. I'm getting my peace back. I'm getting back everything I lost. Lost in the drought. I'm getting it back. It's a new season. It's a new season. Oh, I feel it in this house. There's an underground river running through this place. I feel a rumbling in the spirit today. Somebody's about to break through. Somebody's about to break through. One more shovel full of dirt. One more shovel full of dirt. I know your muscles are sore and your back is aching. I know you don't feel like it. But just one more. Hallelujah. Yeah. It's closer than you think. You know, the story is told. The story is told. And I'm leaving my notes to tell you this. But the story is told of a miner that mined a particular mine for years and years and years. He mined that mine. And finally, one day, he just wore out. He just gave up. He gave out. And he quit. I believe it was called the Comstock Lode.
Yeah. Amen.
And so he just sold out to some other people, and he just left. Those other people came in and found the richest vein of silver that had ever been found.
Amen.
About 20 feet from where he quit.
Right.
It was closer. And he thought, he was right there, man, about ready to discover the richest vein of silver in the world that's ever been found. And he gave up. He gave up right at the point of breakthrough. Somebody today, you're at the point of breakthrough. You're at the point of breaking through. Just one more hallelujah. Just one more march around the walls of Jericho. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. One more praise. One more, even a sacrifice of praise. Do you know your praise is building a landing strip for the blessings of God? You're creating, your praise is creating an atmosphere for the power and the glory of God to come into your life. Somebody just lift your hands right now and just give God a praise. Begin to praise Him. Begin to praise Him like it's already done. Come on, praise Him like praise Him like the walls of debt have already fallen. Praise Him like the marriage is already restored. Oh, shele keke la tokasa. Praise Him like the sickness is already healed. Praise Him like the business is already started. Praise Him. Oh, yesito rebasata. Praise Him like the children are already saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, working for God. Praise Him like the doors of opportunity have already opened up. Oh, praise Him like you already have that husband He promised you. Praise Him like you already have that wife He promised you. Praise Him. Praise Him like He told the truth. Praise. Oh, shila la 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 kata la basata. You got to praise Him like He has already done it. You got to praise Him like you're already so blessed. You don't know what to do with it all. You got to praise Him like you're already living in that new house. Praise Him. Oh, shila ba 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 sata. Lord, I'm just going to praise You. I don't have to see it to praise You. I don't have to feel it to praise You. Your credit is good with me. I'm going to praise You in advance and let You work it out. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new season. I feel a new season. I feel God said to tell you, to prophesy in this house, it's a new season. And you know something I have learned? I've learned I don't have to feel anything to know it's true. I don't have to feel a thing. I just believe it. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them. And I said, well, you know, Pastor preached on new season, David. I don't feel nothing. What difference does it make what you felt? It's the word that shifts you. It's the word that changes the atmosphere. What do you think that woman felt like when the prophet came to her and she said, I'm getting ready to make a little cake for myself and my son. We're going to eat it and we're going to die. And the prophet said, oh, make me one first. You think she felt like running into the kitchen and getting her stuff, saying, I'm making a cake for the prophet. I'm making a cake for the prophet. I get to make a cake for the prophet. Oh, hallelujah. You know what she was doing? She's probably in there with tears. Because she's probably thinking to herself, I am giving to the prophet what me and my son were going to eat, our last meal.
That's right.
But the prophet said, if you obey the voice of the Lord, you will not run dry. Your meal barrel and your cruse of oil will not run dry through the famine. So she went in there and made a cake for the prophet. She obeyed. And when she obeyed, she went into supernatural provision. She went into supernatural abundance. And it had nothing to do with feelings. It had everything to do with the word of the Lord. Faith. Come on, lift your hands for just a moment and worship the Lord. Lord, there's a new season in this house today. There's a new season in this house today. God, you're doing a new thing. You're doing a new thing, Lord, in our lives. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Sister Lynn, would you come here for just a moment? Last Sunday, I walked past you. When I walked past you, I heard the Lord say, so I know this word is for you today. When I walked past you, he told me, he said, there's a new season in your life. God said to tell you, you're entering a brand new season. And the Lord says, in this season, God is going to begin to restore a lot of things that you've lost. There's a lot of things that you've lost, and there's a lot of things, Sister Lynn, that you have learned to live without. And there's a lot of things that you've learned and you felt like, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. But God said He's going to bless you. And He's going to bring into your life what you're missing. He's going to bring into your life the things that you have said, God, as long as I have you, I can make it. I can make it, Lord, as long as I have you, I can make it. But the Lord said to tell you, this is a new season. And He's going to begin to bring back into your life what's been lost and what the enemy has stolen. God's getting ready to restore it because you're entering in a new season. And the Lord said to tell you one other thing, and this might be a little harder to take, but the Lord says things that you have been learning to lean on and trying to fill your life up with different things, He says you're going to start pulling some things out as well as putting things in, because it's a new season, and there's going to be some changes taking place in this new season, but it's going to all be for the better. Amen. Father, just come on, lift your hands and worship the Lord with us. I decree, Lord, in Jesus' name, a new season in Sister Lynn's life, Lord. God, that you are bringing her into a place of blessing and a place of plenty. And Lord, you are replacing and restoring what the enemy has taken in Jesus' name. Lord, she has given her life to you. She said, I'll serve you no matter what, Lord. I don't have to have it. I can make it without it, Lord. But you said, I love you, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to prosper you. I'm going to open the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. And the Lord said, I'm going to make you an example of my goodness, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 See, reach up and grab it, church, if you want it. Lord, that's for me. I receive my new season in Jesus' name. I receive my new season. I receive my breakthrough. I'm not running. I'm not going. I'm breaking through. I'm not quitting short of the prize. I'm going to break through. I'm going to praise until I break through. I'm going to worship until I break through. I'm going to give until I break through. I'm going to keep on walking. In Jesus' name.